Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Tim Cutting. All of a sudden I reach for my headset and whip my glasses off of all things, and I never do that.
In fact, that won't cause you to lose words.
Well, you know, it's really funny because if I'm out working around the yard, and now that I can claim retired, you know, I can spend lots of time going around the yard. And I have this this one standard for tree limbs that need to be cut. If it takes my hat off and takes my glasses off, it's losing that limb.
Absolutely.
Too darn low.
Absolutely. If I can't drive under it with the tractor without losing my
you
hat,
got
it's gone.
Well, we have, talking about gone, neither of these teams are gone at the moment. They both snuck back out onto the field. The Sydney Warriors coming in and once again making a rather comfortable entrance from the right-hand side. I didn't see Green come in. I don't know if they're just meeting over on the far side under one of the light poles or if they actually sought a little bit of comfort and shelter. But I dare say it's misting out. It does not seem to be raining, although I do see a number of umbrellas that have been put out.
Yeah, they haven't been put down all night, really. There's, you know, during some of the festivities, they're put down so people can see and that kind of thing. But they're back up right now. And to answer your question, I did see Green coming up the hill, so I'm sure
they were
down at the school.
You know, it's interesting because I know during this weekend, in past years, they've had a public showing at your observatory down here. And it's really interesting because either tonight or maybe tomorrow, I don't know when the full moon is, but I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's the harvest moon. That means it comes up early, so it's coming up about sunset. And I'm thinking to myself, it would be just awesome if we had a clear night tonight. Well, right. So much for that idea. That didn't happen.
Clear did not come to Sydney Field tonight. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely not. Meeting of the co-captains going on right now. It is going to be Mike Ward, number 7, and number 22. That is Brandon Walters, the two men who are going out for the Sydney Warriors. And who's it going to be? Number 8, Cole Browning, and I can't see the other number across the way for the Green Trojans. But a meeting of co-captains going on. As for those of you who may be just joining us, the Sydney Warriors scored with less than 30 seconds remaining. And they carry a lead of 8-0 going into the third quarter of this ball game. So we are just about ready to go, and remember, this is the only contest that we will have for you. There were no other games available tomorrow because all of the local teams are playing tonight. Coming up next week, we have a couple of interesting contests for you on week 6, as we will be at Unitego on Friday night for the Unadilla Valley Unitego contest. And we travel down to Harpersville for the first time this season on Saturday afternoon. And that will be a game that features the Walton Warriors against Harpersville. And we'll wait and see how things come out tonight, whether we, because we pick these games preseason. So sometimes you look at them and you cringe a little bit. And remember what I said about not wanting to see lopsided games. So we'll always hope the best. So here we go, third quarter, ready to go. You hear the excitement coming. It will be the Sydney Warriors who are going to be kicking off to the Green Trojans. It's Nate McDonald approaching the football, and here we go. The clock starts. The ball bounces down across the 40, and it will be touchdown at about the 35, 36-yard line, and here we go.
Again, it was another one of those onside slapper, you're just bouncing down the field, and the Green player grabbed it, but then he actually started to get up, but he put his knee down, and that's it.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, there are sometimes you have this death wish if you decide to run one back. So it will be first and 10 for the Green Trojans. Joe Beckwith in the backfield with Mike Beckwith, Dan Treadwell, and Joel Rozelle. The ball going to be kept on the ground, but we see the whole push-and-shove group moving upfield, so a gain on that play of about 5.
looked like some adjustments were made there at halftime for the Green Trojans because they came out in an I formation there, and we didn't see much of that in the first half.
So gain on that play of, we'll call it about six. I don't know if you happened to spot who carried it. Was that Roselle who took it that time?
Did not. It's hard to see the numbers.
Hey, listen, that's my excuse. Beckwith got to keep it on the ground, and the ball carrier will try the left side of the line, gain about a yard, but no appreciable gain on the play. At this point, you can pretty much say anybody if you want to, because we do have muddy uniforms out of there. By the looks of things, I think that was Mike Burrell, but that is only an educated guess at this point. Just inside 11 minutes, period number three, third and one for the Warriors in the eye. Long count. And finally, people move, and a flag is thrown way over in the far sideline. Nobody on the near side called it. And with that, we will see where we go. Illegal procedure against the Green Trojans. So now it's going to be third and longer yardage instead of third and 1.5, 2.
Yeah, good estimate.
Yeah. As we said before, the rain has been pretty consistent but very light. You are beginning to see brown spots on this field, so the grass is being chewed up. Ball going to be kept on the ground, far side, gain a couple of yards, and that is about it. I don't know if you got that Treadwell on that
one. Yep, I thought that's who it was.
Well, I'll tell you.
Number 22?
Yep, Mr. 22 picking up a couple of yards. He's now carried the ball at least three times and picked up about 10 yards. Fourth down. McDonald goes back to receive. Kozak back there also. The snap comes in high. No pressure at all, and the kicker is going to be able to get it away. It'll bounce at about the 25-yard line, and the Warriors will let it go out of bounds. It rolls down inside the 20 and out of bounds at the 14, 15, 16, somewhere in that territory.
Somewhere in that 3-yard range.
I just look at you, watch your head bouncing up and down, and I know you're in agreement, so I know that I haven't been too far off on it. It looks to me maybe we'll call it first and 10 from about the 16.
I think we have Unitigo. We have a score here.
Oh, great.
34-0, Unitigo.
34-0, Unitigo. That is excellent. That is sweet. Okay, the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and McDonald manages to continue his assault on the Green Trojan line. He's now up over 60 yards, as he is now up to about a 7-yard pickup that time.
Bring up second down and three, just shy of the 25.
Oh, come on. You can't see those? We kept fake chalk marks. And, of course, on turf fields when we did the first couple of games down in Binghamton, you know, they're painted on. So, as a result, the term chalk mark doesn't stand up anymore. Flags thrown. And it's going to be offsides against the Green Trojan. That will be a first down for the Sydney Warriors.
Two plays in their first down of the second half for the Warriors, one aided by a 5-yard penalty against the Trojans.
Interesting that one of Coach Matthews' sideline assistants is a towel man. His job is to go out and give the towel to Mike Vibbert and clean his hands and dry him off. Ball going to be kept on the ground. If I had to say anything by the way he runs, it looks like Kozak. But yet it doesn't look like it when he comes up off the bottom of the pile. Gain on that play of 4 or 5, and I'm going to leave it up to you to try to figure out who carries it.
I'm guessing that was Nate McDonald, number 24, with another big carry.
He is now up to about 70 yards because he's continued to move them through. 8.5 minutes, third quarter. It is Sydney leading 8-0, second and about 5. the ball will be carried in there very quickly. And if I had to guess on that one, it's going to be again Brandon Walters.
Absolutely, 100%. You are right on that. Estimate on that. I don't know even what word to say, but I'll tell you what. He just carried four or five of the Green Trojan tacklers with him for an additional two or three and another Sydney Warrior first down.
Yeah, that time, Pat Vibbert took that ball. He was up on tight on center, and he just spun around, and the man who was the first man through just rumbled forward in bulldozer fashion. Now we're down inside 8 minutes, period number three. So Unitego up over the Oxford Blackhawks in a rather one-sided contest, and we will be waiting to hear what's happening with Bainbridge, Guilford, and Deposit. But if you are a league watcher, you would anticipate that being a BG lead, but we'll have to wait and see. On the field, we're going to have a short gain for the Warriors in second and nine.
That ball was carried on that play by number six, Damian Zimmer, for the Sydney Warriors.
So Zimmer, who has not carried that ball all that many times, is now carried it for the third time by our record, picked up 13, maybe 14 yards. We've got second, call it eight. Oh, the ball pitched back to the workhorse, and that looked like workhorse McDonald.
Yeah, that was definitely Nate McDonald, and you know, I was just going to bring this up. I hate to do that because it was a bad thing that happened to that young man last year, and it happened against the Green Trojans when he did break his leg. So he might have a little fire in his belly tonight about this game.
McDonald that time had a great head of steam going as he was off and running when he got that ball that was lateraled out to him, and he was moving. It brings up a third, and we'll call it three. Now, once again, the pitch will go to McDonald. McDonald again goes to the right side. He is very close to first down territory. And it's just a matter of waiting for the referee to go ahead and give the signal. He does that. And now the chains are moved over on the far sidelines. And the Sydney Warriors, leading in this contest 8-0, will now get their third consecutive first down of this drive.
One thing I did notice on that play, Harry, was that they had a bunch of linemen that were just way down the field. It was just an incredible surge by the linemen.
Flags in the backfield, Tim, as the handoff that time went from Vibbert, but it was going to be a penalty against the Sydney Warriors. And now they're going to say illegal procedure against the Warriors. So forget who was carrying the ball that time. It becomes academic.
Actually, we just had a substitution into the game for the Warriors. That was number four, Billy Kozak. He took out Damian Zimmer. So Zimmer's over with the towel man, as you call him.
You'll notice that it doesn't make any difference. I've noticed this with Sydney this year. You might just as well have six men in that backfield. Now the pitch will go to Billy Kozak, but Kozak will not get running room this time as he's going to be hit immediately, and it will be for about a one-yard loss.
He was brought down on that play, but it was a real nice tackle by number 22, Dan Treadwell from the Trojans.
Vibbert has been in a quarterback pretty much all the time, but we've seen a lot of Walters, a lot of McDonald, a lot of Zimmer, a lot of Kozak, and occasionally Mike Ward, all getting tied in the backfield for the Sydney Warriors. Inside 5.5, and the ball will be handed off very quickly by Vibbert. That means that it probably is going to be Walters, and we'll see. Not anywhere near what he needed, because he needed 15. He'll gain probably four, and that's about it. It'll bring up a third and 11.
Long ways for him to go on that play. He actually got a really nice gain, but the Warriors with that penalty were back to a long ways away from the distance.
Interesting on the towel man. We talk about it, but that time it was both the center, Trey Crawford, and Vibbert coming over, and both wiping their hands. So they want to work hard for that clean snap. McDonald going to rumble forward for another yard or two, but that's about it, and it'll bring up a fourth down and a kicking situation. The City Warriors have not had to kick all that often this time. They've turned it over on a penalty. They turned it over on downs on those first two drives. And it's been Green that's been doing most of the kicking. So now we will see an opportunity for the Warriors to kick it away. The ball will come back. It is a bad snap. It bounces once. Finally, it's going to be kicked off in there. Who's the man who does the kicking for the
Warriors? That would be number 24, Nate McDonald.
No, not that time.
Yes, it was. I'm pretty sure because he's the one that kicks all the time that I've seen this year, and I don't know if it was pretty sure. He hit a line drive to the left, and again, it was covered up by the Green Trojans, and they're going to take over right about their 20-yard line.
That was not McDonald. McDonald's out there right now, and that was a much larger guy than McDonald who did the kicking that time. So, anyway, we disagree. We both got eyes that see funny. 4 minutes, 2 seconds showing on the clock, period number three. It is now Beckwith and Company in there for the Green Trojans. The ball going to be kept on the ground as no one will be able to get very far forward on that one.
Once again, you are right, Harry. It was number 22.
Yes, so
Brandon
that was
Walters.
Brandon Walters. I thought so because it was a much huskier guy than Nate McDonald. So here we go, 3:30, 3:39. It is going to be second and about eight. Beckwith looking out, taking his time this time, long count. And now he will hand it off to the last man through. That is probably going to be Treadwell this time. And he is going to get a couple. He will only get up to, I've long since, Timmy, lost track of where anything is out there. Looks like to be about at the 25-yard line.
Yep, that's what I would guess. It is a guess.
Well, the one thing that has been a victim to the rain tonight has been any chalk mark that's on that field, with the exception of the 50. The 50 seems to be there, and the 45 seems to be there. Everything else seems to be obliterated. 2:40, clock running. Joey Beckwith, long count, tries to go up the middle. Anytime he goes up the middle on short yardage, it's usually Mike Beckwith who will come up off the bottom of the pile. No great gain this time, as they're just going to flip the down marker over to fourth down. Now they'll move the indicator up about a yard. We'll call it fourth and one.
Interesting decision right here, because it is only a yard that they have to get for the first, but they're in an awful disadvantage on the field position right here.
This is one of those games, too, that you look at and you lose last week to Forks. Now, this is the second league game in a row for the Green Trojans, and they're on the negative side of the score. Here we go on the ground, and it looks like the Sydney Warrior defense is held, as it looks like it will be turned over on downs.
Green Trojan coach took a chance there, and I'm not sure it's going to be a measurement by the chain crew. It looks like it's going to be close to a first down, but we're not sure.
We'll see. They're going to end up measuring. 1:47 showing on the clock, period number three, and they will bring in the chains. And we'll let you eyeball that one down there. As we said, we will not...
Turnover on downs. Sydney Warrior ball.
It is going to be a turnover?
Yep. Sydney Warrior ball.
So the Sydney Warriors take over an excellent field position inside the 30-yard line down in Green Trojan territory.
Again, keep in mind that they've been there a couple times tonight and have done some things that aren't good. So let's see what the Warriors do here.
So the Sydney Warriors on their alumni weekend leading 8-0. Vibber drops back, wants to pass. He looks for an open man, and finally I see the official on the far side saying incomplete, forward pass. several players over there, both green Trojan defenders and eligible receivers for the Warriors.
There was quite a few people over there, just like you said, Harry. There, and the pass was close to the receiver, but he couldn't hand down to that. And again, we're dealing with a slippery football.
1:38, period number 3. Sydney leading it 8-0. So the play will be kept on the ground, and I have no clue. So Billy Kozak, they say, carries the ball. Kozak was very late getting into that play, and the snap had come up, and Kozak was still way back in the backfield. Then when he finally did enter into it, boy, he had a head of steam, and he picks up about 9.
Advantage of being small, he gets behind those big guys and hides and then takes off when he's ready.
107, Zimmer not going to figure in the play. It's going to go to Kozak again. He's still on his feet, and he battles his way down inside the 10-yard line, or very close to the 10. Kozak has picked up good yardage now, and another first down. Kozak does it again.
Right about the linebackers, just before the safety, Kozak made a really nice juke and made one green Trojan miss.
And losing track of my accumulative yardage here, 47 seconds and the clock running, period number 3. Still no indication that the mist has let up at all. Sometimes it's easier to see who's not involved in the play. That time, if I had to say anything, it's big number 22, Brandon Walters. The thing that I could easily see is that Nate McDonald was running in the other direction, and people were looking at him, but none of the defenders were taking off after him. 14 seconds, the clock running, second and about 11, and they're going to just let it run out, and we will move to the other end of the field. So it is just the same as it was at halftime, an 8-0 Sydney Warrior lead as we come to the end of the third period, and we'll get ready for the fourth and final quarter. Coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Tim Cutting back here on a Friday evening. I want to remind you that coming up tomorrow we will not be having a Saturday afternoon game. Schedule just doesn't work out that way. Ball going to be kept on the ground, and up over top of everybody goes Nate McDonald, but he doesn't gain much. And what are we going to have, an official's timeout? I don't know what the discussion was there. They're going to gain a yard, or about a yard on that play.
You went a yard forward and a yard in the air.
Yeah, so McDonald coming in close to 80 yards in a rather wet carrying day. He has been one of the workhorses who have managed to build up a bit of a total. Everybody single digits or low teens. Ball going to be passed. It's in the air to number 7 for the Sydney Warriors, Mike Ward. That one started out at, we'll call it, around the 10-yard line. So the touchdown is a pass in the fourth quarter, coming at 11:28 on a 10-yard pass to Mike Ward.
Really nice play right there. Pat Bibbard rolled out to his right, found Ward open in the flat, and hit him right between the numbers.
14-0 is our score. The Sydney Warrior their special team, the PAT group, coming out and getting ready to go. And it is not going to be a kicking situation. They'll go in there to Kozak, but little number 4 is not going to get any running room this time, as he's going to be met by a number, I was going to say, of green jerseys, but I guess I would call them muddy jerseys. So it will be a 14-0 contest, the Sydney Warriors leading it here on Friday Night Football on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So a touchdown being put up on the boards by Mike Ward on a short pass, only about 10 yards. And that makes it a 14-0 ball game. The point after run, poor Billy Kozak stacked up on that, 14-0, as the Sydney Warriors prepare to kick off to the Green Trojans. Low end over end kick is going to be on the ground. Finally, it's going to be picked up in there by number 22. That's Danny Treadwell. Treadwell in front of the pack will go the full length of the field. He scooped that ball up at about the 30 and had a long run back. So this ball game ain't over yet, as they say.
Yeah, they actually did the onside kick type thing again, and Treadwell made a really nice play on that. Made one Warrior tackler miss on the sideline, and then it was pretty much clear sailing from there.
So Treadwell that time managed to scoop that ball up and run it back 70-plus yards, and it makes it now a 14-6 contest. And we said that we enjoy always seeing a close game rather than a lopsided game. We may find that sometimes what we say we have to live with. Bite your fingernails if you happen to be a Sydney Warrior fan. If you're a Green Trojan fan, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it'll have to wait because I see flags thrown, so you can't see that point after attempt yet.
Yep, they have offsides on the Warriors, so it's a little bit closer to the goal line for the PAT.
So we end up with one more attempt. The officials will have to move the ball back. The one thing that we can say is as the field between the 20 and midfield, and actually the 20 to 20, is taking a bit of a beating. This is in one of the very green parts of this field. Oh, the ball is going to be, I believe, pitched out to, I believe they're going to say that was number 22 again. That looked like,
yep,
Treadwell. So Treadwell will scamper in for the point after attempt. It is now 14-8, and this game isn't over yet. We'll be back with the final 11 minutes and 17 seconds Coming up, you're listening to Sports on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat?
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So when it looks like a comfortable lead for the Sydney Warriors, all of a sudden the Green Trojans are not to be denied, and as a result, it is now a 14-8 contest. Billy Kozak with the football. Look out, he has got running room. He now makes a great run back as he runs down across the 40 to the 35 before he is pushed out of bounds.
That was quite an interesting return by the Warriors there. When the returner got the ball, they bunched up four or five of them, got in a circle, and then they kind of all just spread out and ran other ways, and Trojans were kind of looking for the ball and had a little trouble there, and that's why the Warriors got a good return back.
So 11:15 showing in the clock, coming to the near sideline to clean his hands off and to get the play from the coaches. Here comes Vibbert. Now he pitches the ball back again, and it's going to be one more time handled by Nate. Oh, they're going to say this time it's number 4, not number 24, Billy Kozak. I saw so much dirt on the back of his jersey, I thought for sure it was Nate on that one. He's going to pick up about 6. It will bring up a second, and we will call it 4.
Yeah, Billy with a nice little run right there, a little quick toss from Vibbert to him, and he shards there on that play.
So Kozak continues to chew up his yardage. Pitch goes back to him again, and he's going to be up, I was going to say close to first down territory, but my angle may be off a little bit. He got part of what he needed. He needed about 4. He's picked up at least half of that. 3rd, and we'll call it 2.
Again, go right back to the well with Billy Kozak, and he got a couple extra yards and got the Warriors in a manageable down and distance for the 3rd.
So the Sydney Warriors down approaching the 25 in green territory. This time it's Damian Zimmer, big number 6, who carries the ball. He should have the first down. He was up very, very, very close. We'll see where they judge it. Now the white hat is looking across, and he's going to call timeout. Sometimes it's a little bit wiser to be able to say, okay, we'll measure, we'll cut out all the criticism. And that's what he has decided to do. Another Friday night of football, and we have a 3rd quarter score, 47-0, the Bobcats over Deposit Hancock. So now we have heard from most of our teams around the area, and you can tell by the cheer in the background that the first down is going to be granted. So 47-0 at the end of 3 quarters, BG having a field day over the Deposit, I don't know what they call themselves now, Deposit and Hancock, maybe they're the Eagles, who knows. Ball kept on the ground, and it looks to me like it's probably going to be McDonald again. He manages to pick up about 4.
Pretty much the muddiest jersey. We can either depend on it being either it's Walters or McDonald.
Yeah, then you just look at the size of him. Nate McDonald is not quite as large as Brandon Walters. One wearing number 22, the other 24. 14-8. Sydney over Green. 9 minutes even left in this game. Damian Zimmer testing the left side of the line. He gets no appreciable running room as there are Green defenders all over him. No loss on the play. He'll gain maybe a yard.
Real nice tackle there by a Green linebacker. I couldn't quite catch his number, but he stood Zimmer up at point of contact and had waited for some people to come and help him out.
Boy, I'll tell you, you look at the third dirtiest jersey is standing on the near sidelines for the Sydney Warriors. Pitch goes back in there, and I'm going to say that may be Kozak.
Ball carried by McDonald.
Yep, Nate McDonald. I'll be overruled anytime. And he gets the first down. McDonald probably picking up 4 or 5. There's a conference, and they're going to measure again. Look over here on the near side. It's number 34, and that is Mike Chase. And Chase is about as dirty as anybody on the field. He's got his helmet off, walking up and down the sidelines. Chains being brought in. I have a feeling that this was just for assurance. I think this is the first down. Yep, there's the call. I think that was just a head official who didn't ever want to be criticized.
Right, I think so, too. And you never know. It could have been actually requested by the Green coach.
Yep. Well, you look across, and it was the length of the football or two. So
it'll be first and 10 at the 15 for the Trojans.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Vibbert and company coming back up. Vibbert standing up, looking around, makes a couple of adjustments. Now he's ready to go. 8 minutes even. He's going to drop back. Whoops! Tucks the ball under his own wing and eats it at about the 20. I'm telling you, he started off to the right side of his line. Everything looked good. All of a sudden, he tried to reverse his direction. The field is a little bit slippery at that position. And as a result, when he finally regained his footing, there were two very muddy Green Trojan defenders right there, and his progress came to a stop.
One thing that he's doing with Vibbert a lot is he's getting him outside the pocket so he can see a little bit better, because that Green line is quite big.
So now Vibbert has his command set, 7-14. He's going to pitch the ball out. It is going to be either Kozak or McDonald. All right, McDonald again. And he will gain a couple. Now, remember, he needed to get back about 15. So he still is not back to the original line of scrimmage. 6:48 showing on the clock. Still a lot of umbrellas up, but from here, you can't even see the rain coming down through the lights.
Certainly can't feel it in the press box.
6:30, the clock showing. The snap goes back to Vibbert. He wants to throw. His intended receiver that time was Mike Ward, the 6'1 senior. Not able to get his hands on it and gather it in. Slaps it away. And as a result, we now have 6:24 left in the ball game. Pat Vibbert comes over and dries his hands on that towel. One of the things that you fight is not only the wetness and the slipperiness, but is if that is anywhere near cool out there, your fingers just take a beating with that constant wet. And the rest of you may be working up a sweat, not your fingers. Oh, look out. It's going to be Vibbert. He's going to scramble, and he finally coughs up the football. It looks like a Sydney Warrior defender, a teammate, has fallen on it. The intended receiver that time was Billy Kozak. Kozak was way out ahead of the field and squirting right down the sideline. Vibbert wanted to come over basically in front of the bench and get that pass away. He just never had the opportunity.
Yeah, I think he was having a little trouble with the handle on the ball there, because he wasn't going to throw it and take a chance and make a bad throw. So he just held on to it and took his punishment there.
Tim, I haven't found a football yet that had a good handle on it. 6:17 showing on the clock. It is going to be first and 10 for the Green Trojans. Oh, look out. The pass that time goes from Backwith, and the intended receiver, I believe, was Jeremy Floor. He was very disgusted with himself that time. He, more than anything else, wanted to gather that one in. And if he had, he had his Sydney Warrior defender a little bit to his rear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been interesting if he'd held on that
long. Interesting, I think, is not the word that the fans would like to hear you say. The ball going to be kept on the ground, and I dare say, and I have no clue, it looks to me like it was carried by number 5, Joe Beckwith, who you recognize as the quarterback, but the front of his jersey is absolutely clean. The back is filthy.
Yeah, he definitely is falling on the right side when he gets hit on that. That tackle was made on that play. Really nice play by the defensive end, number 45, Jared Covey.
5:38. Whitaker splits off to the right side. He will bring with him Damian Zimmer, the defender, and the ball is going to be passed by Beckwith to Beckwith. So it's going to be Joe passing to Mike, and big number 44 will rumble across the 25 and maybe out close to the 30, and it's going to bring up a fourth, and we'll call it 4. 5:04 showing on the clock.
And last time in the Green had the ball, they went off for it on a fourth down in this area, so they've got to do it. It's crunch time now with everything going on.
Roselle goes to the bench, so somebody else is in there in that backfield. That's either going to be Parrish or Browning. And the ball will be dropped back and passing. It's going to be tossed out by Joe Beckwith, and I dare say that going up in the air that time was Damian Zimmer for the interception. So Zimmer nails it right at the 50-yard line, and now not only do the Warriors get the ball with 4 minutes and 36 seconds remaining, but they can now chew up a lot of time and just let it run out.
Really nice play by Zimmer on that. He had the receiver covered all the way and then went back and got the ball. Real nice play by Damian.
Yeah, Damian, actually that time the intended receiver, had that been thrown a little bit higher, would have been, he was already past Zimmer. So Zimmer went way up, grabbed it down, and as a result, it turns into a real big play. We will see the Sydney Warriors now move the ball forward about 9 yards, but the Green Trojans are hopping up and down, saying the ball was coughed up. That looked like Nate McDonald, who was carrying it that time. He's not terribly happy being the last man up.
And we were looking at and hearing from the fans here at the Sydney Warriors, they're calling for a forward mark. Progress to be blown dead, but it didn't happen, so fumble on the play.
So 4:26 showing on the clock, and illegal procedure being called against the Green Trojans. That flag was thrown before anybody crossed the line of scrimmage. They'll move the ball back 5 yards, so it'll be first and 15 for the Green Trojans. Would have got another score being handed our way. What is it? It's going to be 47-0.
Unitigo.
10 minutes left as the Unitigo Spartans continue to add to their lead. 4:26 remaining in this one. Dropping back is Beckwith, and now he's going to decide to run. He'll pick up about 5 as he gets to the 44-yard line and gains back what they had lost on the penalty.
Yeah, and Beckwith did fall forward on that one, so he might have a little mud on in front of his jersey this time.
Finally, huh? Joe Beckwith, one of two Beckwith boys in the lineup for the Green Trojans. Joe is a junior, Mike is a senior. Long count. And Beckwith now is squirting through the middle of the line, and he will go for the first down. That was interesting because he held up. I don't think there was anybody holding on to him. If they were holding him back, he finally broke loose, gets across midfield and across the 45, and it's a first down.
Sometimes the broken play works really nice, and it looked like that might have been a little bit of a situation there, and he just had to tuck it, and he ran and got the first down. Nice play by Mike Beckwith.
3:35 on the clock. The chains have been set down. Men split both left and right. Beckwith, long count. And now goes to Mike Beckwith. Beckwith gets met at the line of scrimmage. Mike will not get any running room. He is a 185-pound senior, and he was stacked up by two or three maroon defenders.
At first set, the ball was number 34, linebacker Mike Chase, with a really nice tackle at the point of attack.
So inside the three-minute mark, it is still a 14-8 contest. Sydney leads it. Not a lot of scoring. Oh, there was a case right there where you watch Joe Beckwith fake that handoff to Mike Beckwith coming through. Then he followed in and followed Mike Beckwith, who is now a blocking back. They didn't gain a whole heck of a lot on the play, only about 2 yards. But you got to see exactly what Joe Beckwith did on that play earlier where he gained about 10. I didn't think that was a broken play at the time, and after seeing that play, I think that the other one wasn't broken either.
Yep, I didn't catch that the first time, and you're absolutely right, Harry. That was definitely a design play.
He held that ball, but yet he did it beautifully. Look out, Beckwith wants the pass. He is going to eat the football. He is dropped back for a loss of about 5 on that play. They'll spot the ball down at about the 49, so we'll say a loss of 4.
Beckwith was brought down on that play for a sack by number 34, Mike Chase.
Chase with the dirty uniform. So he earns his medal today. 1:30 remaining in this contest. Remember, the Sydney Warriors didn't score until seconds remaining before the half. They have not given up the lead. The ball is going to... Ooh, look out. Nobody's open. That was one of those where the snap was taken and pitched back. And I'm trying to see who's coming up. It may have been Cole Browning who actually passed that ball off. So Beckwith, that time, lateraled it off to Cole Browning. And Browning, long pass downfield. But he didn't have a man open. And that probably seals the fate of the Green Trojans. They give up the ball on downs, and Sydney takes over with 1 minute, 12 seconds remaining. So, nobody said it was going to be easy, folks. Wet conditions here at Sydney tonight. The ball kept on the ground as the handoff will go in there, too. We'll wait and see who comes up. It's Billy Kozak, number 4. He is another one that has the front number still visible. Not so on the back numeral. And we're going to have timeout being called. So we've got to pause in the action. 106 remaining. You're listening to Friday Night Football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, woodwork and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Grant, we're cutting back here at a Sydney High School, rather wet football field. 106 remaining in this contest. Sydney leads it 14-8. The handoff goes to Kozak, and Billy just is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on that play.
They're just trying to burn the time off, and Green here is taking their timeouts. I do believe that was their second timeout, so they should have one left.
So they continue to just manage, control things as much as they can. Remember, we do not have a Saturday afternoon football game for you tomorrow. We originally had the contest between Harpersville and Unadilla Valley going to be coming to you from UV tomorrow. Because of a last-minute schedule change, that game got moved to a night game, is being played this evening. So as a result, we have no game with everybody in the area playing this evening. We have no game tomorrow. Next weekend, we will be having a couple of games coming up. I had them for you earlier. We'll be seeing, I believe, Unadilla Valley up at under the lights at Unitego. And then Walnut Harpersville on Saturday, and we will see where we go from there. 53-0, Unitego, and it's all over now. That's the word from Unitego. Here we go. It is going to be carried in there by, I do believe, that's 24, Nate McDonald. And Nate McDonald is going to salt this ball game away. So Nate McDonald, did we have any? Nope, we didn't. So you go ahead and say what
all
you
right,
want
to
say.
All right, that was a 51-yard touchdown run by Nate McDonald. He got the ball up the right side, outran a couple of Green defenders, and took it to the house.
51.3 seconds. Nate McDonald now picking up the touchdown. In addition to having a whole bunch of yards today, because he already has somewhere in the neighborhood of 80. Now he's picked up another 51, so goodness knows how many that's going to be. Let's say 129, I think. So he's having himself a really good day, and he gets the touchdown. That makes it 20-8. We'll see what the PAT is going to be here momentarily.
It actually looks like Sydney's lining up to kick the extra point this time.
It's interesting, and you have, you listened to at least one game. You'll notice that when we get, and we've seen some of that this year, we've seen, and all of a sudden I'm grasping to think of who was kicking so effectively, but we have seen some good kicks this year, some really good kicks.
I don't know if you've seen Norwich yet, but they have a sophomore kicker. He is absolutely incredible. I know in the Sydney game he kicked one from about 42, and we all thought they were going to line up for a longer one, but they ended up going for it on down.
I'll tell you what was interesting. In my first radio lifetime, we used to see a lot of Oxford played their games on Saturday nights, and we used to see them down there. They had coaches that just worked with kickers. The ball is going to be kicked up, and it is going to be through. So it is going to be Kozak, who now manages to kick the PAT, and it is up and through, and we have a 21-8 score. So it looks like it is going to be the BG Bobcats winning, the Unitego Spartans winning, the Sydney Warriors winning. The difference is that Bainbridge, Guilford, and Unitego may have shutouts, and this has been a hard-fought ball game. We'll be back with the final 51 seconds on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Tim Cutting, final 52 seconds of this ballgame. Coming up here now as the Sydney Warriors have it teed up and ready to go. And that's going to be Nate McDonald who's going to kick it this time. He now approaches the football, little end-over-end squib. And it's going to be gathered in down here in front of us by number 34. That's Trevor Perry. She is a 5'8", 174-pound senior. And he will stop it at the 45-yard line for the Green Trojans. Hard-fought ball game today, I'll tell you.
And yeah, we're going to see the prevent defense here for the Warriors. It looks like they've got four or five guys deep.
But that's fine.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Strategy, no problem. It'll be interesting to sit and digest all of the wins and losses tomorrow. And now you see this is a five-team division. Mm-hmm. So you'll be seeing a leader emerging. It's probably going to be Shenango Forks. They're up there now. But then it's a scramble for who's going to be in second and third place and who's going to make playoffs and so on and so forth. Now we start to get down to the end of the season where you really like to see positioning. Okay, it's going to be Joe Beckwith at quarterback, and he is going to pass the ball intended in there. I believe that was Cole Browning, and it was going to be Browning who is going to then pass it again. That is what I think you can legitimately call a broken play. It didn't go the way they wanted it to.
You took the words right out of my mouth there, Harry, because they threw the ball back to Browning, who threw the long pass before, and he couldn't handle the ball, and that just broke a huge loss for the Trojans.
But that's a sweet little play. Yep. I don't dislike that play. No. I imagine that there have been people who have fallen victim to that throughout the year. That's not bad at all.
But it was a nice play by Browning because he did know that was a lateral. That ball is live, and he got onto it right away. So,
Cole Browning, a 5'11 senior, 185 pounds. So he has had his work cut out for him. We've got the final 38 seconds that are going to be coming up. So we will be sending this game to you. We've been able to keep track of the other games up and down the valley. I haven't made any attempt to find out how the games came out in the other game, you know, the non-Tri-Town area teams. You can tell by the cheers that it's going to be a
quarterback sack by number 45, yeah. Jared Covey.
I was trying to see who is the defensive man on there. That's good. So 20 seconds remaining. The fast clock is just ripping. It's going to be third and just a country mile. It's got to be about 30, 35 yards that the Warriors have to go. And with that, it is going to be the last play of the game. So we will give you a recap coming up very shortly, but the Sydney Warriors have defeated the Green Trojans. That is going to frustrate a fair number of predictors who have already gone in print as saying, I give the nod to Green. We'll be back shortly and wrap up everything. Harry Graves and Tim Cutting from Sydney High School on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices surround. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Gary Graves and Tim Cutting for the final time tonight. Mr. Tim, I have been on record as saying I would rather see a one or two touchdown game any day of the week. This one didn't disappoint me. We didn't get the first score. It was a scoreless ball game for all, we'll call it all of the first half. It was 26.9 seconds showing on the clock when finally a pass to Mike Cruz put the Sydney Warriors on the board. And then that 8-0 score held up through another whole quarter. It wasn't until the fourth and final quarter that we saw the real scoring come in. A touchdown by the Sydney Warriors, eventually an onside kick and a great run by Treadwell, who ended up making it a 14-8 contest. And then finally, Nate McDonald managed to have another touchdown, 51 yards, and that made it 20-8, and a point after it went in. It was a sweet ball game.
Absolutely. You know, it's what you want to see when you come to a football game. You want to see both sides really competing hard, and tonight we were not disappointed with the effort on both sides.
The one thing that we don't have is I don't do a really credible job of keeping statistics, and I would say here that we're going to be having a probably a 120-130 yard output on Nate McDonald. And he's really the only guy that had really big yardage on the ground or in the air today. It just wasn't to be. Okay, the post-game show being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. So, Mr. Tim, your thoughts on an offensive player?
Well, I think we had this picked up pretty early in the game, but it got really sealed off with the 51-yard touchdown scamper on the right sideline. We're going to go with number 24, Nate McDonald, and Nate is actually getting interviewed right now on the field.
Yeah, and it's really funny because, and here again, I don't know how intently you listen to the games, but about the last two or three games that we have talked about, as we're naming the players, we have had the player we're talking about is usually being interviewed on the field by one of the television units somewhere along the line. Post-game show also being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet. Outlets in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and now a new location in Delaware County in Margaretville. So we talk about defensive output, and I have always a very difficult time with defense because the defensive players are just so unsung. They do a good job. They do a great job. And we don't have the ability to give credit to enough of them. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, tonight we just made that decision based on the dirtiest football jersey out there, and that would be number 34 linebacker Michael Chase.
Yeah, you tell our secrets and what goes on. All-Purpose Award being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rose Smith, give her a call. At Sydney, 607-563-3533. Now, what say we on an all-purpose, all-around good performance tonight?
Okay, for the first two awards, we went with a Warrior player. This all-purpose player, we're going to go with a Green Trojan. We're going to go with number 44, Mike Beckwith.
And I don't think anybody would complain about that because Mr. Mike really put his shoulder down and rumbled forward time and time again, and he earned it.
Whether he was carrying the ball or blocking for his little brother, you know, he was in pretty much every play tonight. And then on defense, he was very, very apparent out there as well.
Yeah, and he had a dirty jersey also.
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Cutting, thank you very much for joining me tonight. Billy will be back next week. For those of you who appreciate Billy, he is on college break this week, and as a result, it didn't make a whole lot of sense for him to drive down from the North Country just to be here for a football game that was going to last about 3 hours and then turn around and drive back home. So thank you ever so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You can take your headset off, and you can get yourself out of here.
Okay.
So the final score again, 21-8. We will not have a game tomorrow, and we will be back next week with our usual Friday evening and Saturday afternoon schedule. As is always our saying, please be in the stands because that's the very best place to see a football game. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and 1490 AM. That is WCDO. And once again, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Sydney High School, good night, everybody.